There's definitely a big relationship between assistive technology and universal design for learning, or UDL. So we talk about assistive technology as something that a student with a disability needs to access their education. The same idea has kind of come up about universal design for learning, that there are different ways that we can represent information, ways that students can respond that would benefit a larger group of students. So you'll find a big overlap between assistive technology tools and universal design for learning. The idea that we're going to take these tools that may have been thought of as just for kids with disabilities, and realizing that they can benefit a larger group, that many of our elementary students may benefit from having text read aloud, having some reading and writing tools to support their learning, and realizing that if we give access to these tools to a wide range of students, that students will pick and choose the things that they need and begin to learn to self-advocate for themselves. Oh, this is something that benefits me. I would like to use more of this. And so if we design a classroom with universal design in mind, we may find that we don't need to give as many specific assistive technology tools to kids, particularly kids with learning disabilities, because those supports are already built into their environment and they're already having ways that they can express themselves and things presented to them in a way that makes sense to them.